Joseph sold by his brothers. So as soon as Joseph arrived, they stripped him of his long-sleeved coat that he wore, and then took him and threw him in the well. Now the well was empty without water. They were sitting for a meal when they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, their camels laden with spices, balm and myrrh, which they were taking down to Egypt. Judah then said to his brothers, "What do we gain by killing our brother and hiding his blood? Come, we'll sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him, for he is our brother and our own flesh." His brothers agreed to this. So when the Midianite merchants came along, they pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the well. For 20 pieces of silver, they sold Joseph to the Midianites, who took him with them to Egypt. When Reuben went back to the well, Joseph was no longer there. He tore his clothes and returned to his brothers and said, "The boy has disappeared, and what am I to do?" They then took Joseph's coat, killed the goat, and dipped the coat in its blood. They sent the long-sleeved coat and had it taken to their father, saying, "This we have found. See if it is your son's coat or not." He recognized it and said, "It is my son's coat. Joseph has been attacked by a wild animal and torn to pieces." Jacob then tore his garments, put on sackcloth, and mourned his son for a long time. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be consoled, saying, "No, I shall go down to the land of shadows, mourning for my son." Thus his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and the commander of the guard.